This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Plendil-ER. Active ingredient, Phlodipine. This leaflet provides important information about using Plendil-ER. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Plendil-ER. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Plendil-ER? Plendil-ER contains the active ingredient Phlodipine. Phlodipine belongs to the family of medicines known as calcium channel blockers. These medicines do not change the way the body takes in calcium from food. Plendil-ER is used to treat high blood pressure, also called hypertension. Plendil-ER lowers blood pressure by dilating, expanding small blood vessels, letting the blood pump around the body more easily. Your doctor will have explained why you're being treated with Plendil-ER and told you what dose to take. The ER in Plendil-ER stands for extended release. This means that the tablets are designed to work over a 24-hour period. What should I know before I use Plendil-ER? Warnings. Do not use Plendil-ER if you are allergic to Phlodipine or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have uncompensated heart failure. You have acute myocardial infarction. You have cardiac valvular obstruction. You have dynamic cardiac outflow obstruction. You have unstable angina pectoris. If you are not sure whether you have any of these conditions, ask your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have any allergies to any other medicines or foods. Have any medical conditions such as any heart problem including angina or liver problems. Take any medicines for any other condition. Are lactose intolerant? Plendil-ER tablets contain lactose. Have any questions about how you should be using your Plendil-ER? During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not use Plendil-ER if you are pregnant or likely to become pregnant. Ask your doctor about the risks and benefits involved. Plendil-ER should not be used during pregnancy. It may affect your baby if you take it during pregnancy. Tell your doctor as soon as possible if you become pregnant while using Plendil-ER. Tell your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed before you take Plendil-ER. Your baby can take Plendil-ER from breast milk if you're breastfeeding, but it is unlikely to affect the infant when the mother is taking doses within the normal range for her treatment. Your doctor can discuss the risks and benefits involved. Use in children. Do not give Plendil-ER to children. There is no information on its use in children. What if I'm taking other medicines? Some medicines and Plendil-ER may interfere with each other. These include cimetidine, a medicine used to treat stomach ulcers or heartburn. Medicines used to treat infections such as erythromycin and rifampicin. Treatment with Plendil-ER may affect the level of tacrolimus, a medicine given to prevent the body from rejecting a transplanted organ, e.g. kidney or liver in your blood. Medicines used to treat fungal infections such as itraconazole and ketoconazole. Medicines used to treat epilepsy such as phenytoin and carbamazepine. Medicines used to help you sleep such as barbiturates. St. John's wort, a herbal remedy used to treat mood disorders. Do not take Plendil-ER with grapefruit juice. Grapefruit juice may increase the effect of Plendil-ER. These medicines may be affected by Plendil-ER or may affect the way Plendil-ER works. You may need different amounts of your medicines or may need to take different medicines. Your doctor can tell you what to do if you are taking any of these medicines. If you are taking other drugs which lower blood pressure, your doctor may need to change the dose of them to obtain the best results for you. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Plendil-ER. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking this medicine. If you are unsure about any medicine you are taking, you should check with your doctor or pharmacist. How do I use Plendil-ER? How much to take? The usual starting dose of Plendil-ER is 1 2.5 mg or 5 mg tablet taken once daily. Your doctor will check your progress and if needed, increase your dose of Plendil-ER. Sometimes the dose will be as high as 20 mg, 2 10 mg tablets once a day. If you have to take more than one tablet, you must take them together. When to take? Swallow plenty of tablets whole and wash them down with a glass of water. They must not be divided, crushed, or chewed. If they are broken or crushed, they will not work over 24 hours as they are supposed to. It does not matter if you take plenty of with food or not, but you must not take it with grapefruit juice. Grapefruit juice may increase the effect of plenty of. How long to take? Take plenty of for as long as your doctor tells you to. Plenty of must beat Aken every day. Plenty of helps control your high blood pressure, but does not cure it. Treatment of high blood pressure is necessary in most people for the rest of their lives. Ask your doctor to explain the reasons for this. If you forget to use plenty of, if you forget a dose, take it as soon as you remember, as long as it is more than 12 hours before the next dose is due. If it is less than 12 hours until your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you have trouble remembering when to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much plenty of, if you think that you have used too much plenty of, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too much plenty of, you may experience a headache, a slow heartbeat, very low blood pressure, dizziness, tiredness, or feel sick, nausea. What should I know while using plenty of? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you're taking plenty of. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while taking this medicine. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using plenty of. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking plenty of unless you have discussed it with your doctor. Do not take plenty of with grapefruit juice. Grapefruit juice may increase the effect of plenty of. Do not use this medicine to treat any other complaint unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how plenty of affects you. When you start taking plenty of, whether you are changing from another medicine for high blood pressure or not, you may feel dizzy or faint due to the drop in your blood pressure. Drinking alcohol. Be careful when drinking alcohol while you are using plenty of. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the blister pack until it is time to take them. If you take plenty of out of the blister pack, it will not keep well. Keep it in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking plenty of. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Headache. Swelling of the ankles. Dizziness. Flushing. Palpitations. Feeling of heart pounding. Fatigue. Tiredness. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. These side effects usually go away or get less with time. If they do occur, it mostly happens at the beginning of treatment or when the dose is increased. Nausea, feeling sick, frequent urination, impotence / sexual dysfunction, stomach pain, pain, swelling, or redness in your gums, fever, increased sensitivity of the skin to sunlight, sensation of burning, prickling, numbness, pins, and needles, pain in joints or muscular pain, Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Allergic reaction. Swelling of the face, tongue, or back of the throat. Harsh sounds or difficulty when breathing. Others. Skin rash. Fainting. Chest pain. Rapid heartbeat. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Plendil-ER contains. Active ingredient, main ingredient, philodipine. Other ingredients, inactive ingredients, hydrogenated castor oil, propylgalate, hypromellose, aluminium sodium silicate, microcrystalline cellulose, lactose, sodium steryl fumarate, hyprolose, macrogol 6000, titanium dioxide, iron oxide yellow, iron oxide red, 5 mg and 10 mg tablet only, carnauba wax, potential allergens, lactose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Plendil-ER looks like. Plendil-ER tablets are registered in 3 strengths. Plendil-ER 2.5 mg tablets around, yellow tablets marked A over FL on one side and 2.5 on the other. Open bracket *5 1 7 7 4. Plendil-ER 5 mg tablets around, pink tablets marked A over FM on one side and 5 on the other. Open bracket *5 1 7 7 5. Plendil-ER 10 mg tablets around, reddish brown tablets marked A over FE on one side and 10 on the other. Open bracket *5 1 7 7 6. All strengths are available in blister packs of 30 tablets. Not all presentations might be available in Australia. Who distributes Plendil-ER? AstraZeneca Pty Ltd. ABN 54009682311. 66 Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113. Telephone 1-800-805-342. This leaflet was prepared on the 6th of April 2023. Plendil-ER is a trademark of the AstraZeneca Group of Companies. AstraZeneca, 2023. Doc ID 001688, 497 V5.0.